And what about the impact of AIDS? How did you learn about AIDS?
Well, I was looking after the Sydney Gay Centre at the time. And
where was that? When was that?
In Holt Street, Surry Hills.
Yes.
And it was owned by the Fitness Exchange, the Acceptance Gay Catholic Group, and the Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service. The three of them had a share in it. And I was a member of each one of those. I joined each one. And I was basically the manager. And I put people in, they hired it out, and I took the bookings and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I ran a few groups there. And, and AIDS came along. And they had a meeting on it, the community did, but people didn't believe it.
Mm.
They said it was all bullshit, you know, coming from America.
What year was that, roughly?
Oh,
And what years were you the manager there?
I don't know.
In the 70s?
I was working at my own job at the time.
So this was a voluntary...
Oh, yeah, it was voluntary.
So you were there in the weekends, the evenings?
Weekends, evenings. Mm. But I got free membership for the gay and lesbian gym, which was the Fitness Exchange. I used to go there.
And how long was that centre in Holt Street open for?
Oh, a few years.
All right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that they had a meeting and people just weren't believing.
No, they didn't believe.
Mm. So what were people saying at the meeting?
Well, I can't remember now, but... the basic feeling was that it was made up, you know, it wasn't true.
Mm.
And then it started to filter down in the next couple of months that it was a fair income. And Bobby Goldsmith died.
Right.
And then it became a reality.
Right.
And about the same time, the centre closed down.
Yes.
And they all went their own ways, and
So do you remember any of the people that spoke at those meetings?
Jim Dykes, who was from the Metropolitan Community Church, he spoke on it. He said it was coming, you know.
Yes.
And
so what was your own personal reaction?
Well,
and what were the reaction of other people around you?
Most of the people around me didn't believe it, and I was inclined not to believe it either.
Mm. And did that change when Bobby Goldsmith died? And
Yeah. I think before that, but anyhow, about the significant event
Okay. And how has AIDS impacted on your life?
Not particularly.
No.
By the grace of God, I didn't get it.
Yes.
I fully expected to have it. But I worked at Ancarley. I was a volunteer there.
Tell us about that.
Oh. I can't say too much because...
No. Are you still currently involved?
Oh, no.
How many years were you there for?
I had one client for 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy that experience?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I came very, very attached to him.
Yes.
And then I was working for the Metropolitan Community Church. They had a program called the Manor Pantry, where we supplied food to people with AIDS who couldn't their pension had run out and things like that. And I got involved with maybe half a dozen people there until they died. And I worked there for... this is when I left my own job and I got cancer. And I worked there for maybe 2 years doing that.
Mm.
And we ran out of money. And so the Luncheon Club took it over. And they renamed it the Luncheon Larder.
Mm.